Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy this message by Kathy Teal. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
She had the best smile. It radiated love. It lit up her entire face so that it glowed with the light of God. Her smile manifested her heart, the private tragedies and silent sufferings, the good times and the laughter. Her smile held her faith in the promise that the best is yet to come. She knew she would come out on the other side in joy, in love, with God. She had the best smile. Her smile was truth. She was born in New Orleans in 1911 and lived in poverty for the first several years of her life. She was the granddaughter of enslaved people from whom she learned that life can be brutal. Early on in her life, she found a home in the church, and that is where she found her voice. Her name was Mahalia Jackson, and she gave us many gifts. She is best known for her singing and for introducing the world to gospel music. Throughout her lifetime, many musicians invited her to sing secular songs. She refused every one, every time. She had made a promise to God that she would sing only hymns, only sacred music, and she kept that promise, no matter how tempting it might have been to accept a paycheck for singing other kinds of songs. It was because of her love for her grandfather that she made her promise to God to sing only sacred music. Her voice makes it clear to anyone who hears her, this is a person who knows love and believes in what she is doing. This is a person who has made a commitment to God and who steps forward to let the world know about it in a very public way, about something very personal and intimate, her heart. Her voice came from her heart, from the depth of a relationship with God that had been present since before she was born. Perhaps the biggest compliment Mahalia Jackson ever received was from a critic who wrote, "Mahalia Jackson doesn't believe that God exists. She knows it." Psalm 47, so beautifully read for us this morning, calls us to express our love for God with what we have, our hands and our mouths. Use what the earth gave you, flesh, bone, and voice, to sing the praises of God. Mahalia Jackson was criticized for using her body as she sang, for swaying in the rhythm of the hymn. People seemed to feel that they had the right to comment on the way she connected with God, the way she expressed her love for God. But their words, no matter how painful and inappropriate, did not stop her from singing. She wanted her hands, her feet, her whole body to say all that was in her. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to joy with God with songs of joy. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. She sang because her soul was happy. She sang, She loved God. She lived a life that reflected her heart, and she was rock steady in her devotion to God. The world, though, mistreated her, even as the world respected her. She grew up without much money, and when she had some money and was known all over the world, she still had to live with the moral poverty of the world. She spoke about being respected and embraced after she gave a concert, praised for sharing her gift of song. And then the very next day, being very much disrespected while walking down the street in the same city. Mahalia Jackson, beautiful child of God, who kept a promise and sang her heart to God and God only, was disrespected and mistreated because of the color of her skin. And she went on, and she continued. The bouncing revival beat of her singing the gospel moved the people who heard her to do the same. She moved on a little higher by helping them know God. One of the high places for her was her friendship with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They met at a conference in Alabama where their love for God overlapped with the world's need for a strong, nonviolent response to injustice. They became trusted friends, and years later, at the March on Washington, Mahalia Jackson introduced her friend by singing, "I've been buked and I've been scorned." After her song, Dr. King stood at the podium to deliver his speech. In the shadow of the statue of Abraham Lincoln, by the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. He had practiced the speech he planned to give, and the night before the march, he removed the part about his dream. When she realized he was not going to share his dream, Mahalia Jackson, seated on the stage with the other dignitaries, called out to him, "Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream." And so, as Dr. King's advisor tells the story, Dr. King set aside any paper he had remaining in front of him, and he began to speak directly from his heart. "I have a dream," he said, and he began to preach. Not what he had planned to do, but what he was called to do through the connection he had with his friend, and because of the ways they knew God within themselves and within each other. Reminded by his friend, called out by one who had also dedicated her life to deliver God's word, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shared his heart and bared his soul. And the world is better for it. As Paula shared this morning, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was renamed to be a change for us, to be one to reform the harmful and hurtful ways we mistreat each other. His dream and his life are alive and well in our world today. Just look around you, beside you, and within you, and you will find strangers and friends and family and yourself who are working so that there is less hatred in this world. Keep working. The simplest way to do this work is to replace hatred with love. Simple, not always easy. Mahalia Jackson knew it, in the world and in herself. She knew the challenge of meeting a hateful word with love, and she persisted. The impact of Mahalia Jackson and Martin Luther King Jr. continues to grow, and their voices are still singing and speaking when people meet hatred with love. I recently heard a story about someone who did this, and I hear a beautiful tribute in this story to both of these beloved people. Tim O. Maines, the first openly gay elected official in New York State, was riding in a parade on the back of a convertible. Ahead of him on the parade route was a group of people who carried hate in their hearts for those who are different than they. They yelled at him, "Evil, evil, evil." And do you know what he did? Vulnerable as he was, sitting out in the open in a slow-moving car, vulnerable as he was with no weapon, vulnerable as he lived the life God called him to live, he exclaimed to the people who hated him, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Do you hear the voices of Mahalia Jackson and Martin Luther King Jr. in this story? It is rarely easy to live a life that reflects the love of God, a life that replaces hatred with love. But when you have God as your core, when you have love as your base, and when you listen only to God, only to the beloved friends and family in your life who have solid relationships with God, and when you speak the truth in love, you are changing the world. You don't have to give away all of your possessions to know God. You don't have to get up and march to live a life of fullness. What you do have to do is listen for the ways that God calls you to live your life in love. Find the way that you can be a loving presence to this world. Everything built on love, everything that has a foundation of love, ensures that the world will be love. The words of the psalmist are a call to affirm God's love in this world, a song that the Israelites needed to hear and remember when their lives were in danger. God subdued peoples under us. It is an acknowledgement of the power of the love of God to quash what does us harm. It is a call to us to move on ahead, to go higher on by our relationship with God. By our relationship with God, and not at the expense of someone else. We all know that sometimes human beings mistreat each other because they can only feel good about themselves by putting someone else down. This is not God. This is not a response or a reaction to the true love of God within each person. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. lived the words of this psalm, subdue, which can also mean overcome. We want our God to be the way by which racism is overcome in this world. We need our God to be the way by which all poverty is extinguished. In God, this is possible, I promise you. It is our job to bring God alive in ourselves and in the world. When we do this, when we connect with God within and with the God within all people, then the true love of God does its own work. By the story of Mahalia and Martin, we learn that when we live a life that shows people the love of God, then God is even more fully alive. When God is most fully alive within us, then we can say, "I love you," to those who see only what they hate. When we can replace hatred with love, then we are living God's true love. We are celebrating the life of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend. Best known as an advocate for human rights and for justice, best known for nonviolent response to injustice, nonviolent civil disobedience, nonviolent reactions, responses, replies. This does not mean that he was not upset about or affected by the violence that was done to those around him, including himself, those who were horrifically mistreated as a result of racism and all of the heinous behaviors that come from it. What it does mean is that Dr. King knew that there is another way, a better way, a way that includes all instead of excluding anyone. That way is love, and he knew it. Love of God lived out in our lives makes the best difference. Dr. King preached his hope that in the places where racism is rampant and violence is condoned, there will be peace. His dream was that on one day, places which are sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. We have two excellent examples this morning of people who dedicated their lives to changing the world. Two people who knew hardship and lived love. Two people who were downtrodden and sang and spoke love. Mahalia Jackson and Martin Luther King Jr. moved on, and by moving on in God's love, they moved on up and higher and into a deeper relationship with God. They found their strength from love, not from fear and hatred, even though fear and hatred were parts of their daily lives. They knew that this is not the way of God. They give us the examples to this day of what it is to live the love of God. Sing your heart, speak your truth, cherish your friends, and listen to those who know the love of God. In this, you are working for justice for all people. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed and preached and prayed and worked so that one day people will be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. We work so this continues to be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.